Hi, I'm Melanie Barr. Welcome to the She Built It Experience with Melanie. Join me as I talk to women who have successfully built it, a career and business that they love. We dive into the topic of how they built it and talk about everything from having the courage to make career leaps to the details of how to lead effectively, create successful teams, implement strategies for growth, and infuse tech innovation. Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. So let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the She Built It podcast, the show where we dive into the strategies, mindsets, and tools you need for business success in the ever-evolving world of business and full lifestyles. I'm Melanie Barr, and today we're focusing on the pivotal mindset shifts essential for thriving in 2024. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned business leader, these insights are designed to help you move forward to success. The innovation embrace. At the start of 2024, I did a tech evaluation, and I'm still doing it. I asked myself, what new platforms can I learn about that will help my business run smoother and make my life easier? What used to be a yearly review will now be a quarterly review at a minimum. It is exciting to see what I can add to my business or how I can dive deeper into platforms I'm already using. A few of the platforms I'm diving deeper into are Opus Clips, Asana, ChatGPT, Trint, Sherpa, YouTube, and other CRMs. In today's world, change is the only constant. It's about proactively seeking opportunities for innovation. This can be scary, I know. This year, I decided I'm saying yes to trying new opportunities and platforms. How can your business stay a step ahead? By fostering a culture of continuous learning, I've already signed up for more free and paid courses this year than I ever have to keep learning and staying ahead. If a free or paid course pops up on your social media that's an interest to you, why not sign up? You'll probably learn something new. Sustainability and social impact. We're saying goodbye to the days when profit was the sole indicator of business success. Now it's about creating a positive impact on society and our environment. She Built It has done this from the start, empowering you to become the best version of yourself in your life and business while learning valuable life and business information along the way. I'm so thrilled to let you know that I've recently joined the National Board of Step Up to continue my mission to empower women and others to be the best versions of themselves. We are increasingly aligning with brands that reflect our values. So what does that mean for us? It means integrating sustainable practices into our business models, not as an afterthought, but as a core principle, and how can we do more of it? Cultivating a growth mindset. I think about this daily. As a mom of twins with a very busy business and daily lifestyle, some days I wake up ready to take on the day. Other days, like this week, since one of my children had their tonsils removed and I woke up every 3 hours in the middle of the night to administer pain medication, I woke up tired. But regardless of how I wake up, my first thought of the day is always, how can I get into the right mindset to power through the day in a spirit that makes me happy and accomplish the things that I set out to do by the end of the day? A mindset where you approach challenges and opportunities can make or break your business. A growth mindset, one that thrives on challenges and views failures as learning opportunities to master what you set out to, is key. Embracing challenges, which I know is not always easy, learn from mistakes, and continuously seek personal and professional development. A few things that keep me motivated are 5-minute Peloton meditations in the morning. We all have 5 minutes and they can change your morning completely. Listening to something motivating as you're making your morning coffee or going through your workout. Writing or typing out a short list at night or first thing in the morning to get your thoughts out of your head and on paper to think clearly through your day. And this has been a game changer for me, taking the downtime at night to really let my mind go with the idea that I will be 100% ready in the morning to take on whatever I need to. Data-driven strategies. In the age of information, basing your business decisions on data is not just smart, it's essential. But it's not just about having data. It's about understanding and using it effectively. Whether it's customer feedback, market trends, or internal performance metrics, let data guide your strategies. However, don't forget the human element. Data informs decisions, but human insights and experience provides context and direction. Here's an example that I've recently experienced of a data-driven human element. I own a business in Oklahoma. I recently did a collaboration with the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. What I didn't know is that one of the people in my business had played for the Oklahoma City Philharmonic, making it much more special when the maestro came to the building to speak. We met through a technology platform, but it was the human element that made it special. Another example is customer service. We have all had the experience where chat communication just isn't working. We have the data and the technology, but in business, remembering that humans are still human will go a very long way. How good does it feel when an issue has escalated and you finally get a live person in customer service who will actually fix your issue? When it happens for me and I'm treated like a human, I'm more likely to be a dedicated customer. Building relationships. This goes back to being human. At times, I love working from home. But this year, I've decided to make it a priority to start going to more events, meeting colleagues and friends out for lunch or dinner, and finding additional in-person business opportunities. When we value authentic relationships in business, we stand out. When we prioritize communication, transparency, and empathy with our customers, teams, and business partners, we stand out. In a tech age, personal connections still hold immense value. Networking or having business friends, as Jane from Pixello, a recent podcast guest, calls them, isn't just about expanding your contacts. It's about building meaningful connections that provide support, inspiration, opportunity, and business growth. I hope these mindset shifts will help you navigate the business world as you move through your days. The landscape of business is always changing, but with the right mindset, you'll not only adapt, but you'll thrive. I'm Melanie Barr. Thank you for joining me in this episode of the She Built It podcast. Subscribe to join me here weekly. And until next time, feel the fear and make your leap anyway. Thank you for joining us today. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me at hello@shebuiltit.com, on our She Built It website, or at She Built It on social. Thank you to my editor, Rich Streffolino, who always makes us sound good. Until next time, let nothing stop you from experiencing the life and business that you crave.